to Eastbourne.online, Eastbourne's only dedicated radio station.
Welcome along to the Classic Rock Jukebox. My name's Ant McEwan. We'll be taking you through some of the top classic rock tracks, some of your favourites. And we're going to start things off with AC/DC, Thunderstruck.
Thank you.
Ah, yes. Welcome along once again to the Classic Rock Jukebox. Change your name. Last week we were going by the Classic Rock Hour. Thought we'd change it up a little bit. Give it a nice name. I think it needs it. We've got a lot of power in this show, ladies and gents. I love it. We get to play on this show all kinds of classic rock tunes from the 60s, 70s, 80s, all the way through to the 90s, and maybe even the occasional more modern track for you. But we thought we'd kick things off heavy and hard there with Thunderstruck by AC/DC. It's one of my favourites. I really like that song, the energy behind it, and it really piques your interest. Like, I wonder where that come from. I mean, maybe it was something to do with a thunderstorm. Rumour has it that it was. In fact, that the band used to tell fans and interviewers alike, they used to tell them that it was because Angus, one of the members, was flying a plane and it was struck by lightning and nearly crashed. But that actually turned out just to be a bit of a joke, really. They decided that the best way was to create this backstory to make it sound far more interesting than it actually was. You see, the song, it actually come about because they were playing about on guitar while making the album The Razor's Edge, and they actually told the story about this when they re-released the album in 2003. They said that basically playing away on the guitar, they come across a really good rhythm idea, and they thought that will really set well in the back and we'll just build up around it, and the song came about that way. So it was just a matter of them finding the right lyrics to go with it, I guess, the right amount of power, you know. So I think they did it, I think they nailed it. But yeah, Thunderstruck, it's interesting because this week we'll probably have a few thunderstorms given the absolutely lovely weather that we've had. But hopefully no one will be thunderstruck. But if they are, they might need a little touch of Bad Medicine by Bon Jovi.
Medicine, bad medicine, they don't.
Yes, Bad Medicine by the band Bon Jovi. That's nice. So I was just looking up a few facts about that song. Found a really interesting one for you, ladies and gents. So Bon Jovi, when they made the music video for this, they wanted a real kind of fan interactive type situation with it. So what they did was they filled an arena or a small theatre with about 250 fans, and they gave many members of the audience cameras so that they could film, and it gave this real kind of guerrilla kind of effect to it, to make it multiple camera, multiple angle. They could take all the best shots, and it had never been done before. No one had ever done anything like that before with music videos. And so they carried on the trend. They decided that they'd take some of these people on tour with them and give them cameras. And they're hoping that these people would goof around a bit, kind of film silly things, maybe film their shoes and film stupid things in the corridors before the gigs. But apparently some of these people started showing up to the events with lighting trusts and big kind of setups and rigs. They wanted to be part of the band. They wanted to be part of the tour. So that's incredible. Imagine that. You're starting off just as a fanboy and then you end up being their roadie. It makes me wonder actually about my next song that I've chosen for us right here on the Classic Rock Jukebox. I wonder if Tom Sawyer ever wanted to be a roadie for Rush. Tom Sawyer by Rush. So I thought I'd just look up some facts about that great song there, Tom Sawyer. Obviously it's going to be based on the character Tom Sawyer. It was of course first written in Mark Twain's book, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. It's not often you hear rock and metal songs that are written about books, but occasionally these lovely little gems come up. Now, apparently in the book, if you don't know, Tom Sawyer finds his way into different sorts of adventures and mishaps. Throughout the novel, Tom matures and he experiences many rites of passage. Now, due to cultural and social changes, some public schools, certainly in America, have taken copies and edited them, removing certain parts that were deemed to be far too offensive. That makes you wonder, doesn't it? I wonder if the same's ever been done for certain rock music. More than likely, can't have that line in there. That might offend someone. That line's a bit naughty, that. I remember last week we played, it was an Aerosmith song, Walk This Way. And what I didn't tell you guys about that was the original context of the song. I think at the time, if people had known what it was truly about, then that might have been a song that was edited or omitted from certain albums. Look it up, go check it out. My recommendation for you. But here's another recommendation. And I like my cover songs, and I like my cover songs heavy. It's by a great band from around the 80s, tail end of the 80s they come about, and they absolutely tore up the scene. Guns N' Roses. And they covered a Paul McCartney song. You know what one it is already. Live and Let Die. there we go. Live and Let Die by Guns N' Roses. Of course, that was a Paul McCartney and Wings track originally, and it was used in a James Bond film, if you didn't know that, obviously, and it was a play on words of the phrase live and let live. It's quite interesting, really, finding out about cover songs, finding out whether the artists, the original artists, appreciate that. Obviously, there is a certain element of appreciation. It's almost a badge of honour that someone would want to cover your song, I guess. But it's even more of a badge of honour the other way around, when the original artist gives you high praise. Paul McCartney apparently said about the Guns N' Roses version that he thought it was better, more original. That's pretty cool, and that must have felt good for Guns N' Roses, being able to take a pretty popular song already and make it their own, put their own spin on it. I always love bands that are able to do that and able to bring a certain element of originality, certainly to cover songs. It needs to be done. You can't just do a straight cover. You need to put your own spin on it. I also love bands that have their own original gimmick and ideas, which is kind of perfect really for the next track that I've got lined up for you. See, this band, as far as originators, as far as people doing something different, I mean, these guys, they donned all kinds of weird and wonderful costumes, very elaborate, proud, strong rock and metal costumes, and then juxtaposed it with face paint, lipstick, and stars. Of course, the band I'm talking about is Kiss. Now, Kiss, you think when they came out, slapping on 10 layers of makeup like that, almost looking like pantomime clowns. It's hard to believe that they went on to become one of the biggest rock and metal bands of all time. So it's only appropriate that we play their song, I Love It Loud, by, of course, Kiss.
Stand up, you don't have to be afraid. Get down, love is like a hurricane.
That was Kiss. I Love It Loud. There we go. That kind of encompasses Kiss in a nutshell, that song, really. I Love It Loud. Like, everything about them's loud. If you've ever seen Kiss, the way they look, everything is designed to almost figuratively punch you in the face. They're there to grab your attention from the moment they come on stage. Their live shows, their fireworks, pyro going off. They're there in their glitzy silver and black, very large, elaborate costumes. You've got Gene Simmons, who dresses up like a demon and sticks his tongue out, and everything about them is loud, including their music. I don't really know what the meaning of the song is, aside from just being loud. I tried doing a bit of research. The interesting thing that I found was what someone said about the song. They said, you know, if you turn it up, every time that Gene says, turn it up, you're going to blow your speakers out. I could believe that. It's one of those songs that, although it's its namesake, it does need to be played quite loudly. So I hope that you guys turned up your speakers, but I hope at the same time that it didn't cost you too much on replacing them afterwards. I thought we'd take a little twist now. We'd move on to something that I still consider to be classic rock. Some people might not, and to those people I say, screw you. Because if you want to take an artist who, and I've mentioned this before on other shows, who completely changes the game and changes your expectations of what she's about. This lady's called Debbie Harry, otherwise known as Blondie, the band. She was at one point in her life a glamour model, and she's done various other things, and she come out in this band Blondie, and they completely changed the game at the time. Female fronted hard rock, classic rock. We're gonna play you Call Me.
Come on.
That's Blondie with Call Me. I love that. Blondie, most if not all her tracks, definitely up there as classic rock, you know. Doesn't always get considered, often overlooked. Here's the interesting thing about that particular track. European disco producer Giorgio Moroder, who wrote the song with Blondie. Debbie Harry became the first woman in British chart history to write 3 number one hits. That's big. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I've got Blondie playing on this show. But it doesn't just end there. Here's another interesting fact. Debbie Harry wasn't the first choice of vocalist. You see, the disco producer, he was a big disco king, and originally he actually wanted Stevie Nicks to provide vocals on the track. But the Fleetwood Mac vocalist declined the offer. See, there you go. There you go, Stevie. I mean, you did alright, Stevie. Let's be fair, you did alright. But just imagine where you could have ended up. I don't think it matters, each to their own. They both did well. Interestingly, that song was about a prostitute. If you hadn't guessed. Which kind of brings me nicely onto our next song as we clear the throat. I decided I haven't played any Judas Priest recently, and since the last song was about a prostitute, it's only right that this next song is about breaking the law. Breaking the Law, Judas Priest. There's something really interesting about this song. you may have heard during the break in the middle, there's breaking glass and sirens for obvious reasons, given the context of the song. Now, this was recorded at a time when sound effects weren't really being used. Now, the band were recording their album British Steel, and they were recording at the home of the Beatles drummer Ringo Starr. And anything, like I said, sound effects, sampling, anything like that didn't exist at the time. So for the breaking glass, the band actually used milk bottles that the milkman brought round in the morning. And the police siren, that was actually KK Downing on the guitar using his whammy on his Stratocaster. So there you go, some of the first sound effects like that used in music. And now we can't imagine that. Now we use computers, synths, all this kind of stuff to make these sounds in songs. And back then, it was all very kind of rough cut primal. Go out, smash a milk bottle, get a mic on it. That's one of those real top famous tracks now. At the time, they didn't really think much of it. It's just another track filler on the album. It's gone down in history as one of the greatest hard rock, classic rock tracks. I said it before, it's amazing what happens over time. We've had bands that have had to re-release to finally get their stuff noticed, you know? And then they become huge songs. And then you have bands that come about during an era where anything that's different from the usual constructs become huge. And that's where we're going next, because we're going to from the era of kind of the typical classic rock there into the era of grunge, around the time of bands like Nirvana and REM. Pearl Jam came out of nowhere, absolutely blew people away with this next track, Evenflow. That's Pearl Jam with Even Flow there. That's a really interesting song. The band, they never had Eddie Vedder to start with, the lead singer. They were bouncing around a few other guys, and Matt Cameron from Soundgarden was in there, a few other people. Vedder joined the band in October 1990, and he actually wrote the lyrics for that song. They had the music down, but they didn't have the lyrics. He wrote the song about a homeless person who is neglected by society. And Even Flow was one of 10 songs that they recorded in the first week that they had Eddie with them. There's an alternate version of the song as well, actually. Just reading up about this. And the alternate version, we don't often hear. At the end, Eddie Vedder says, I died and you just stood there. I died and you watched me. I died and you walked by and said, no, I'm dead. Now, this version's often played in the US on the radio stations there. And it was also the version they used for the video. So it's slightly different to the one that we heard just there. But that's cool. When bands do slightly different versions, it gives a slightly different sound, slightly different meaning. I've had a lot of fun on this show today, talking about some of these top rock tracks, finding out more facts. That's what we do. It's interesting. Now, if you guys liked what you're hearing, please feel free to tune in again. Next week, we'll have some more tracks for you, some more facts for you, right here on the Classic Rock Jukebox. I thought now we'd end the show with a song that's quite appropriate for the Classic Rock Jukebox. A song that really encompasses everything about rock music and everything you want to do in rock music. This song's called I Wanna Rock by Twisted Sister. Tell me. Oh yeah, Dee Snider there. With their Twisted Sister. Ending the show perfectly. He's telling you something important there. Something that we can all take away from that. I wanna rock. And I hope after listening to tonight's show, today's show, you wanna rock too. Have a fun. I hope you guys have really enjoyed this. Join us next week for more of the classic rock jukebox right here on Eastbourne.online. I'm out like trout.
You're listening to Eastbourne.online, Eastbourne's only dedicated radio station.